Witnesses to the love of Christ and to the value of human life. These must be the hallmarks of all those working for the Church's charities and development organisations, according to Pope Benedict XVI. On Friday, the Pope met with members of the Pontifical Council Cor Unum, which has been holding its plenary assembly here in Rome this week, looking at the encyclical Deus Caritas Est and its impact on Catholic charitable organisations. The Pontifical Council Cor Unum for Human and Christian Development, to use its full title, was established by Pope Paul VI in 1971 to respond to particular humanitarian emergencies and to support and coordinate the work of Catholic charities in countries across the globe. In his address to participants in this plenary assembly, Pope Benedict praised all those who witnessed to their faith by standing in solidarity with those suffering or in need, as my colleague Lydia O'Kane reports.
Indispensabile per chi opera negli organismi caritativi ecclesiali è però quella formazione del cuore.
The formation of the heart is the result that makes it possible for charitable workers to satisfy those in need. Those were the words of Pope Benedict XVI to the Pontifical Council Cor Unum on Friday at their assembly in Rome. The council, which coordinates and carries out humanitarian and charitable activities, was in the second day of its 28th plenary session, which this year is looking at the Church's charitable commitment in light of Pope Benedict's encyclical letter, Deus Caritas Est. The Pope thanked charitable workers for making the Church present through their interventions of hardship and suffering, and gave thanks to God for the many Christians who spend time and energy getting material assistance and cultivating a concern for the true good of man. The Holy Father stressed the importance of defending the lives of the weak and the sick, and said that we can practice love because we were created in the image and likeness of God.
One of the key speakers at the Cor Unum plenary assembly was Father Larry Snyder, president of Catholic Charities USA. With over 1,700 agencies and charitable institutions across the country, it's the largest private network of social service organizations in the United States. During a break in the meeting, my colleague Kelsey Brennan-Wessels caught up with Father Larry to find out more.
Well, at this plenary session of the Pontifical Council Cor Unum, we're continuing to explore the significance of the encyclical Deus Caritas Est in the charitable life of the Church. I was asked to specifically comment on what the practical implications might be for a local organization. And so what I tried to do was first of all talk about the relationship of a local charitable organization to the Church and the implications for that. But then what I tried also to do is give seven specific examples of things a local church could do to really explore the formation of the heart that Pope Benedict talks about that should characterize Catholic charitable organizations.
What are those seven examples?
Well, primarily they deal with, again, formation of staff and board and volunteers, because any person connected in any way with a local charitable organization is a representative, and therefore a representative of the Church as well. And so you must have a grounding, or at least an acquaintance with the principles that guide us and why we do what we do. But then it's not only a matter of knowing why, but also how, then, because I think there's some very clear demands that are put upon us in how we give services. And it's those things that differentiate us from other humanitarian groups. And so what I tried to talk about is then orientations for staff and board members and ways that that could really help form their identity as workers.
Also attending the plenary assembly here in Rome this week was Ken Hackett, president of Catholic Relief Services, which runs emergency aid and development programs in over 100 countries across the world.
Well, in fact, I'm just returning from a four-day visit to Banda Aceh and other parts of Aceh province in Indonesia. And I went there with one member of my board, Bishop Boland from Savannah, Georgia, to see what we have accomplished over the last 3+ years. And we were both most impressed. Just in Aceh alone, we've built over 4,000 homes, bridges, roads, schools, health clinics, a hospital, repaired the church, the only church in Aceh province, which was damaged. And we're basically coming to the end of our tsunami response. So that's probably one of the biggest projects we've had over the last few years.
Mm-hmm. I notice you get a smile across your face when you talk about this. This must be rewarding for you then.
Oh, it was terrific to see what we were able to do. Because in the beginning, in December 2004, we weren't sure what we could do, but the American Catholic public was immensely generous, and we took a leap, made a commitment of 5 years that we would rebuild and help people to live a better life than they did before because they suffered so much during the tsunami. And I found when we were out there that we had accomplished what we set out to accomplish.
Thanks there to Ken Hackett, President of Catholic Relief Services, and earlier you heard Father Larry Snyder, President of Catholic Charities USA, talking to my colleague Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.